14-game winning streak on the line here for the A's. The front runners in the American League West right now, three up on the Angels. Swung on.
To Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say the day started with Steiny's 60th birthday celebration. Our day did. This A's situation, this final game, these emotions, this has been part of today, the plan, the whole time. But it's been quite a day. And to just kind of reboot it and get it back to you at 888-957-9570, one sort of thought that I came in with today, and admittedly, I am one of them dumb wine-sipping peninsula cul-de-sac jerks who roots for the San Francisco Giants. I'm not going to fake the funk. I'm not going to try to be somebody else today.
I get it. Yeah, and I appreciate that.
No, but I'm going to show compassion to A's fans. I'm also, like, there is a selfish thought for Giants. Like, the Giants lose something here, too, I think. I don't think... You know, like a team without its rival or one, I mean, they're not the main rival, but you get what I'm saying. Like the Bay Bridge series, that's a loss. That's a loss. That's not a good thing for Giants baseball, for Bay Area baseball, for kids who want or interested in baseball. You want to have as much around as possible. So this is bad for everyone. But I just don't really get why Major League Baseball and all of these sports entities, I don't understand why it's structured this way. It's odd to me. It's odd to me. You're like, we're Major League Baseball, and this is how we operate. And you can own that team. We'll have franchises. You can own that team, and you can own that team. You can spend $300 million on your payroll every year. You over here, I said spend 50. Okay.
At 55.7 this year.
And if you want to move... Or if you want to desecrate your own home and you want to purposely tick everybody off and drag our brand through the mud in a major market, be my guest. That's odd to me. I understand the checks that they get.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to me, that's very much like the BCS was in college football. It's like you're making money. You could be making even more. You could be making even more. Like in the next breath, they'll be like, boy, African Americans aren't playing baseball as much anymore. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, then what's their solution?
You're dragging your brand.
Their solution is to increase the international budgets for teams to go out there and find players who actually are playing baseball, as opposed to, I don't know, helping people in this country have access to sport. That's too difficult. So we don't want to go out of our way to go into cities that have a lot of African Americans and build fields and cultivate young people and make the sport more accessible. That takes too much money and takes too much effort. So instead, let's increase the international pool and let's go to other countries where they're already playing baseball. And that way, we don't have to exert any effort. And it's the same thing with this sort of thing. And owners, billionaire owners, don't ever want to be told what to do.
Of course.
And so a billionaire owner is not going to tell another billionaire owner whether or not he or she can move their team or leave the market. Because if you're an owner in Tampa or in Miami or fill in the blank city, but you don't want to be told that you can't move your team.
But you're an owner of a franchise. You don't own the sport.
No, but you don't own the team.
But you don't own the company.
But it's not the same as your Subway analogy. It's not the same.
But it should be.
But it's not.
I understand
that. I
completely understand that.
Now, in the NFL, it's a little bit different because the Shield and the league and the rest of it. And the NBA, I think, similarly.
And by the way, which league is the healthiest? I'll wait.
Well, it's not only because of the ownership and league structure. It's because of the product.
But it's also...
Far and away, it's the product.
It's also the cap. And that's how Green Bay, Wisconsin can compete with San Francisco, California.
That's a fair point.
All of these things, the answers are sitting right there for you. And then, oh, by the way, A's fans, not that you need to hear this, of all the awful relocations in sports, this is the stupidest one in the history of the world. This is the worst relocation of all relocations. Because at least the other relocations, wait for it, we're actually relocating. This team doesn't even know where the hell it's going.
Yeah, they're going to Sacramento.
Yeah,
Sacramento. We're going to Vegas.
Not to stay. They're not. They're going to Sacramento because they're just like Jeremy Lin sitting on his friend's couch while he tries to figure out his life and career.
Well, they might be going there to stay. They think they're going to Vegas, but as of right now, I don't even know if the Tropicana, I think they've demolished it, but they haven't put a shovel in the ground, that's for sure.
Of course not.
So it is just, it's always tragic when a team leaves a market, at least when you look at some of them. Art Modell uproots the Browns in the middle of the night and goes to Baltimore, and the NFL says, you know what, Cleveland, you deserve a team. We're going to get you a team. We're going to expand. And the Oilers go to Tennessee, and the same thing. You know what, Houston, you're a big market.
Yep.
You get a team.
We got you.
So maybe when baseball eventually expands, maybe Oakland gets another crack at it. I don't think that they'd be at the front of the line. I think that Nashville and Portland would be ahead of them as far as getting baseball chances ahead of Oakland. And that's on the commissioner, and it's on the other owners as well.
Let's go to Dylan in Santa Clara. Dylan, thank you for your patience. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to preface this by saying, in the words of the great Dan Dibley, I'm a Giants fan. Always have and always will be. I was born into the Barry Bonds era, so it was hard not to pick them, even though I'm from Fremont. But I've probably been to at least 60 more A's games than Giants games, and I just can't believe this era of Major League Baseball in Oakland is coming to a close. Even though it's been coming for some time, it didn't really hit me until I turned on the morning roast this morning. And I just heard all the emotions from Bonte, Shasky, all the A's fans calling in. And I started to feel a little emotional myself, given all the childhood memories going there, especially for the epic best in the MLB 4th of July fireworks shows every year. And then my most vivid memory is probably the last time my grandpa ever was capable of taking my brother and I to go do something before he got sick and passed away was an A's game. And I just like to take this time to shout out all the Oakland sports fans for all the epic chants and cheers that originated in Oakland, like the MC Hammer song, Too Legit to Quit. I mean, maybe this started somewhere else, but it seems like Let's Go Oakland is the original Let's Go chant. The Raiders, the Warriors, and last but not least, the Wave, man. So when I go to a Giants game, all those Giants fans who try to shut it down, because that's what they do at Dodger Stadium, just remember, as a Bay Area native, this is the place where it originated, and we should absolutely keep it going at Oracle Park. Thank you.
Well, Dylan, you had me until the end, and I'm not going to deny the roots of the Wave. It's credited with Crazy George, actually, who we just saw on
TV.
Crazy
George.
Crazy George is there. He's 80. He's 80.
He looks the same as he did 40 years ago, is the thing.
Still out there with his tambourine.
Still crazy.
Just still going. It's unbelievable.
But he looks the same.
He looks the same.
He looked 80 40 years ago.
Well, we wouldn't have known it was Crazy George unless he looked the same, because we're like, that's Crazy George.
That's right.
I know where it came from. No, it's not welcome at Giants games. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's a thing. It's not about the Bay Area for me. It's about Giants games. But yeah, it does have some roots here, and that's fine. And Crazy George, I'd love to know what his beauty secrets are.
Yeah.
Because he's doing something right.
And when the Wave started, you couldn't do the Wave at Candlestick because there was 4,100 people there. So
the wind would also knock you over if you tried to stand up.
You're getting bowled over.
888-957-9570. Let's do one more real quick. Frank in Mountain View. Hey, Frank. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good afternoon.
You too.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, my son and I were able to go to five of the last six games, and I got to tell you, we've had a lot of – he's 11. His name's Liam. We had a lot of good times over the last two seasons, especially when we found out things might be going south. And he's been a ball hunter, autograph hunter, and all of that. And it was really sad because last night when we were coming back, he started getting teary-eyed, and it hit him that all of these wonderful experiences that he had you know, that was going to be it. And I realized after all of the good times that we've had, you know, that last experience for him, because I was there today, but he wasn't there. That last experience for him is probably going to be remembered as much as any of the good ones. You know, and that's a little bittersweet to know that he's going to carry that with him as well. But the other thing I wanted to just say was I really wanted to make sure that we do kind of remember the staff and the ushers and all the people, because they've known for a year now, better part of a whole season, what was going to go down. And I can tell you, we've been to about 20 games this season, and they kept it going. They kept it fun. They kept it lighthearted for the kids. You know, and even though my son was trying to get balls from players, we saved our very last ball that we were ever going to use at Oakland. And we went around today, or I went around today, and we were getting the signatures of the all those guys to let them know that you mattered as much to us, you know, as the players on the field. And we appreciate what you do. I said, I don't know if you're appreciated in other places, but we're going to keep this ball here. It's going to be part of our tradition, and we're going to look at that and remember you guys. So thanks for giving us a forum to really kind of talk about it. It's going to be sad, and I know my son's going to be sad for a while, but we're going to try to remember the good times, and, you know, and wherever they are, you know, we'll try to remember that, you know, we had good times with the A's, and that the staff there, they played a big part of that.
Frank, awesome stuff. And I'm glad you were able to sneak a lot of this in with your 11-year-old son before they got out of town. You know, I would love for him to be able to go watch baseball at age 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, keep on going. But yeah, at least they've got that. So that's good.
Yeah. At least they were able to get some of it in there before the A's leave.
All right. Willard and Dibs, and there's plenty more of you to come. 888-957-9570. Again, special invitation to those of you who are in the building today. Maybe you're out in the parking lot. Maybe you're in your car. If you can share what the emotions were like, the feeling inside the building, we would love it. But the invitation is there for all of you to say whatever it is that you want to say on the day that baseball stopped in Oakland, California. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to
Willard and Dibs
on 95.7 The Game.
Life comes at you fast. And Thursday comes at you fast.
Yeah, it does.
Get through that Monday night football game. You take a breath on Tuesday. You might lick a fantasy football wound or two. And then, you know, you're like, all right, head down. Let's get into the Wait, there's a football game tonight. And yes, we're here for each and every one of you A's fans, Giants fans, whatever fans. Anything that you want to share today, we'd also like to share with you what Mark Kotze, A's manager, said when he grabbed the microphone on the field and addressed the assembled crowd after the A's victory today. So we're going to do all of that. But no matter what your emotions are, no matter how sad, mad, or anywhere in between you are, it's always a good day, Dan Dibley.
For what?
To make money. It's time for Fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it, you make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
All right. Yeah, they do. No matter if they win or lose, your picks stink. They do. I know you think you're hot.
I'm hot.
You think you're hot. Let's actually find out, because you need to hit three in a row for a streak, and you're not three in a row yet, so you're not hot. Let's find out. Heat check time.
Yep.
It's the New York Giants hosting the hated ones, the Dallas Cowboys, and the number is 5 in favor of the Stars.
Yeah, I'm 6-4. I was 2-0 on Monday night, and teams that are 5-point dogs or greater are 13-2 this year, which tells you everything you need to know about this pick coming up tonight. You take the Cowboys and you lay the 5.
Wait a minute. That's the opposite of the trend.
The trend is a small sample size, Steve. The Cowboys have a better offense, a better defense, and they are more desperate than the Giants. And When it comes down to Dak or Dimes, I'm taking Dak over Dimes. I don't want that home dog. I'm taking the Cowboys and laying the five.
We need more dogs. We need more dogs.
I'm laying the five. Give me Dallas and lay the five.
Grandy, Lucas, your thoughts? Anyone? What do you think?
I don't know if I can bring myself to bet on the Giants.
They were hoping I would go the other way.
Were they?
Yes, because they all wanted to take Dallas, but they can't take Dallas now that I've taken Dallas. They want to fade me. They thought I'd go with the Giants.
Yeah, fade the Divers.
But I didn't.
Everybody wants to fade the Divers. You fade the Divers, Lucas?
He won't. I think I'm retired right now. But also, I don't understand. We just mentioned a trend of 5.5 or more, but the line's 5. So it has nothing to do with this?
I thought you said 5. Did you say 5.5?
I thought it was 5.5 or more, the trend. But
yeah, but this isn't that.
Well, you say the spread's 5. I saw it at 5.5. It doesn't matter. The Cowboys are going to motorboat the Giants.
Giving you half a point now?
It literally matters. You can't just like change the spread on the fly and then give it to the people.
I'd say 5.5. I'm taking 5. Yeah,
I'm not changing the spread.
The number is 5.
Okay. And I'm taking Dallas. And if it was 5.5, I would take Dallas.
Okay. But the trend doesn't play because it's only 5.
Well,
it's not 5.5.
Depends where you shop, where I go. And
I'm seeing
5.5. Exactly. Uh-oh. And that's where we were.
I'm looking at an updated line that is on the move at all times. And in this moment, number is 5.
And again, we've discussed this, and I don't want to bog down an otherwise emotional day with this, but I'm seeing it on ESPN Bet at 5.5. So
hell, I'm seeing it at 4.5 on some sites.
Okay.
So I don't know where the hell y'all shopping.
I'll take 4.5.
You're not getting it.
I'll lay 5.
You're getting 5.
I'm in at 5.
Okay.
We'll give you 5.
5.
Thank you.
Lucas, you fading? What are you doing?
He won't.
I'm fading.
Yeah. I think I'm fading too.
I think we're due.
Yeah, we're fading the Divers.
We're due. You're right. Overdue.
Let's go to Nick in Ohio. Hi, Nick. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Not much. Just have some sushi.
Oh.
And
it's an aggressive play.
Yeah. All right. I was following the A's up till about 2014, the last time that I moved back to the Midwest, and I just got tired of the same iteration of a new generation of players. Young guys coming to promising, and then when they get good, they're gone. And it was really too bad. I think was it the 2014 season when they just needed one more little piece, and they could have really maybe gone to the World Series. And then they get rid of Simeon, and they get rid of the Fireman of the Year reliever and all that. So I just got tired of that. But on the positive, I like to say a couple of memories back when Moneyball was being filmed. We were there with a big crowd, and we stayed in the Coliseum until about 2 or 3 in the morning. That was pretty cool. And then I another memory is Dallas Braden getting a no-hitter on Mother's Day. That was really quite something.
That was actually perfect game. That was perfecto. Yeah.
Nick,
don't sell him short, Nick.
First of all, we thank you for your thoughts and your memories and your call. We also wonder, are you eating sushi on the freeway? Like, where are you right now?
Well, I had to step outside because I was in a market here. We have a sushi bar in our local market.
Got it.
And I stepped out into the
Oh, okay.
And I had questions about sushi in Ohio, but I'll save it for a less busy day.
All right. I was going to ask him what he ordered. Well, you can't call in this show and talk about food and then not tell us what you ordered.
Yeah, I mean, that unagi's got to travel pretty far to get to Ohio and still be fresh. That's my question.
Nick, what'd you order?
I got the crunchy California roll and what they call Red Dragon. It's tuna on top with crab salad and guacamole and other tasty bits. It's a very excellent place. I guess they get it as fresh as possible here in Ohio, but it's a really great chef, great food.
Awesome, Nick.
And I'm in Springfield, Ohio, by the way.
Oh, gosh. All right. So
there you go.
There's too many jokes. I don't even want to say them right now, Nick, because you're eating sushi.
They got any pet sushi?
Yeah, what do you like? Nick, is everybody okay out there? Is everybody's pets, they're all good?
Oh, that's why I just wanted to say that. Just so foul. That is so evil, those lies about the community. It's not anything. I just want to say to the people out there, it's most of it is lies.
and misleading, and it's really disgusting.
Yep.
But some really nice people here that have come here to migrate in the last few years. So, anyway.
Yep. And well,
I really
feel for what's happened to your community too now, as San Francisco has at times being used as a prop for the gain of a political party. It's really, really too bad. I love that phrase he used. I wonder if it's actually written on the front of the restaurant. Sushi as fresh as possible.
Exactly. And it's I've always had a thing about cuisine. When you get to a certain amount of miles away from where that cuisine originates, I start to balk. And when you get into middle America, I start to steer away from seafood.
It's so
when
good.
You're in a landlocked state, I'm not having sushi or anything that's remotely fresh in terms of an ocean. If you're more than 1,000 miles from an ocean, I'm out.
I think our marketing brains are just all spinning right now.
Totally.
Springfield sushi. As fresh as possible.
I like it.
The fresh maker.
That's honest.
With some thumbs up.
That's at least honesty. Springfield sushi. We're doing our best. Nobody like us.
We're trying. Oh my gosh.
It's fish? Question mark.
Springfield sushi. It's on the way.
Order ahead. Give us 2 days. Anyway.
Okay.
We can do the whole show on Springfield sushi.
That's incredible.
Oh,
gosh,
God.
Poor man. Poor Springfield. Okay, Jack. Jack was at the Coliseum. Hey, Jack, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I really appreciate the time. This has just been the A's are more to me than any of the other sports, and it's been really hard to watch all three major sports leagues leave Oakland. I'm an East Bay guy. And like the first memory that I have is of the A's winning the World Series. I just celebrated my birthday. It's always been like fun times at the park. They had an amazing vibe down there. We had a couple people run in the field, but nothing got too rowdy. Nothing like the last Raiders game that they had in the Coliseum. But yeah, no, it's just like getting to see Crazy George one more time. All the people that really like kept the stadium running. It's hard to forget that this is like not just a sports team, but a community. Like when I lived in Oakland, they had redone both the ballparks just for the neighborhoods. When I lived there, and I think that we're losing a lot more than just some players and games to go to. It's really been a challenge to accept that they're not going to be playing here anymore. But I thank you guys for giving me a minute to just share what the A's have meant to me, and love the show.
Jack, thank you very much. I think that's an important point because we can sit here and talk a lot about being able to go to the games. We could talk about the stars that are a part of the games, even if it's the people coming. You know, Aaron Judge is coming to town. Shohei Ohtani is coming to town. We can talk about all that stuff. I think Jack is hitting on an even larger point, which is just morale. That's what I hear all day today, and not just today. I hear it all month, all year, 4 years now, especially in the East Bay. Like, It feels like you're just constantly getting kicked. That's what it feels like. It just feels like you're constantly getting the short end of the stick. And I don't even know what to say about that, other than it's just not fair and it's just not right. And you watch when a collective morale starts to go down, man, that's where the seeds of all the bad stuff are planted. And so that's my concern. And that's something that would never even cross John Fisher's mind. And I really wish it would. And I hope someone
I don't think he cares about it.
Maybe he doesn't care.
Right.
But like, dude, that's on your hands. Like, you are, that's what I mean by the responsibility of owning a sports franchise.
I don't think that he has the responsibility of the morale of a city and the morale of an area.
Not by himself, but it's a contributing factor. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we don't apply the same energy if a restaurant closes or the opera closes because a museum closes.
Two different things, though. Again, this is they should not be run the same because they are absolutely a different kind of business because our heartstrings are attached to them. And by the way, there's got to be some sort of responsibility that comes with the fact that if you are lucky enough to get into sports ownership, it has to be the lowest risk business proposition you could possibly have. There's literally no way to lose money right now.
It's pretty tough to.
There's no way to not quadruple your investment in a decade. You can sit there and do nothing, and your investment doubles every 5 to 7 years, so it feels.
Or you could move it to a new market and you could have your profit go up 10 times. I push back on the idea of the morale of the city being tied to the fact that the A's, Raiders, and Warriors have left. Having lived there for 25 years, I disagree, because there are many people in Oakland, and you could see by the attendance, and of all the people who are there today, what percentage of those people live in the city of Oakland? Well, if you say a quarter of it,
probably very small.
Right. So
but there's
me,
a larger the community that surrounds that. The big city. I don't
but
live in San Francisco.
The city, I don't think that is... Like, of all the things you want to assign to John Fisher, I don't think that's a fair thing to assign to him, because having lived in Oakland for 25 years, the morale of the city stems from about 10 other things.
Agreed.
Before it gets to professional sports.
All I said was he shares in it. If you, like...
I disagree with that.
I don't live there, but if you don't think that the morale of the East Bay is down... I disagree with you.
I would say the morale of the East Bay is down for about 15 other reasons.
Absolutely,
before you get to the A's, the Raiders, and the Warriors.
And that's fair, but I'm going to give them one. They're one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons to have professional sports, to have that outlet. To have that pride that comes with a sports team that does well. Like, I mean, do you ever stop and ask yourself why we care about these teams so much? Like, it causes a community vibe that you can't even put a word on, and it lifts people up, and people you don't know, you're talking to them all of a sudden in the grocery store line because the Super Bowl is coming next week and your team's in it or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I do,
I'm not putting all of the morale at his feet, but that's a piece of this puzzle for sure in my mind.
It's a very small piece for me. I think that, in general, if you talk about the population of the East Bay, which is 1.5 million people, what percentage of those people have their morale affected by the rising and the falling of the A's? It might be 5 to 10%.
I think more than even they would realize would be my answer to that. Our buddy Sam Lubman from the Morning Roast was out at the game and picked up a phone. Hey, Sammy, what's going on?
Hey guys, how you guys doing today?
Well, you know, it's a day. It's an interesting one.
That's true.
It's a day of the week. What'd you see? What'd you experience out there?
It was a very festive and spirited atmosphere at the Coliseum. I'll be honest, I didn't watch a whole lot of the game. I spent a lot of time just walking around the concourse and taking it all in. And I mean, there was a lot of spirit. There was a lot of comments about John Fisher that aren't radio appropriate. But it was a very festive atmosphere. It got a little bit dicey at the end, especially in the ninth inning when a couple of knuckleheads ran onto the field. There was a couple of smoke bombs thrown on the field, so that was a first. Never seen that one before. And then afterwards, there was the hottest commodity at the Coliseum today. It was nothing at the merchandise stands. It was no food. It wasn't even a little replica Coliseum that they were giving out. The hottest commodity today has been Coliseum dirt. After the game, like, everyone in the media was collecting dirt. I was collecting some dirt. Then all of a sudden I hear someone yell, "Hey, you with the hair," which obviously that's me. So I turn around and like they hold a little baggie. He's like, "Can you get me some dirt?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. I'm a nice person. I'll do that." And the next thing I know, I got like a small army of A's fans passing me baggies, cups, water bottles. Someone passed through their hat to fill up with dirt. And I'm just like standing on the third base line, filling dirt up for everybody until a security guard told me to leave, because apparently someone came up to someone else and said, "I want your dirt," and then used their fist in a forceful way to take that dirt. And that had to go. But a fun Oakland day for the last day at the Coliseum.
Interesting, Sam. So, if you were to kind of summarize, like, because you used the word festive a couple of times, which I don't know if that's, you know, the way that I would have pictured it or imagined it.
Not festive, but it was spirited. It was animated. I mean, it wasn't like angry, but like it was, you know, some people would call it a funeral. I would call it more of a celebration of a time that the A's were there. So that's where I would say the festiveness came from. But yeah, there was a simmering frustration underneath, but you know, that didn't stop A's fans from having fun. No, it was right before the seventh inning. They do the A's legend race, and they're doing that while Grant Balfour's entry song is playing. So you got all the A's fans are doing the Balfour rage. You got a wave going on. And then meanwhile, Ricky Henderson is winning the race down on the field. And you would never know that this was going to be the last game in Oakland. It was, the people were making the best of it, which you had to really love seeing that from A's fans.
Well, that's good. That's good. Sam, you know what? Like, thanks for doing that for us. Thanks for calling in and giving us a little bit of the vibe.
Definitely. Glad to help out.
All right, man. There it is. Sam Lubman was out there, and apparently so was Trevor in Hayward. Hey, Trevor. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Just a few thoughts. I've been a A's fan since I was a kid. You know, my dad was a A's, Raiders, Warriors fan. And put this in three categories. So first, the memories, right? I just remember going to the game as a kid, and we would always sit in the cheap seats, right? So Terrence Long was the outfielder at the time, and one time he threw a ball right at our section. And I got like so locked up I couldn't even move. So that was one. Another, my dad, you know, he's God love him, but he just, you know, he's the guy in the section that you're like, oh God. And every time our batter gets up, it's like when he wants to do his little riffing on the batter. He says, Matt Chapman, you know, he's yelling Matt Chapman's name when he's trying to swing the ball. So that's some of the memories. Another thought, kind of echoing what Sam said, you know, I've lived in a lot of places. I lived in New York. I lived in Arizona. I've been to some other ballparks. I did spring trainings, all that. The environment at the Oakland Coliseum and, you know, at Oracle, those are unlike any other environment in sports. I've been fortunate. I was at the final Warriors game. You know, 2000, you know, when they left, we lost in the finals. So I was at the finals game. And so I've been extremely blessed to be there and to be there today with my daughter at the final A's game. I'm kind of sad that I didn't get to pull off the trifecta, right, with the Raiders, even though all three were pretty sad memories for me. And then lastly, I want to thank you guys for your coverage today. I'll be honest, you know, when the teams were leaving and you guys, you know, 95.7 was also kind of, you know, jumping off the A's and off the Raiders, understandably, but it kind of took down my content consumption for 95.7 the game, except for when the Warriors were playing. And the way that you guys have handled things today, Bonte this morning, you know, Willard and Dibs, the way you guys are handling it this afternoon, it's beautiful to see. And I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart.
Well, Trevor, that means the world.
Trevor.
Yeah, that means the world. Thank you very much for sharing all of that and doing it in the way that that you did. And, you know, he says, I wish I had pulled off the trifecta. And two thoughts go through my head. One of them is, well, that would have been cool. And the other one is, I can't believe that this has happened three times.
Yeah.
In very recent memory.
Three different times, three different ways, but it happened three different times. And this was all talked about so many years ago about, you know, what would it be like if Oakland lost all three teams and, you know, the Warriors was the one you didn't really think about. And then when Joe Lacob bought it, you definitely thought about it because he had his eyes on the prize. And At least they stayed in the Bay Area. The Raiders, you kind of somehow expected it to happen at some point, just because that's what Al Davis had done, and now his son Mark Davis did it as well. The Raiders left and came back, and even when they came back, they desecrated the Coliseum to the point where you kind of knew that they were going to leave. The A's one is the one that hits the hardest for me because of the way they did it. 4 or 5 years of an absolute abomination of what they did to the fan base, to the team, to the Coliseum that they let become decrepit. Think about it, Mark. There was a possum living in the press box, and we all laughed about it, but you have rodents openly feasting on your professional stadium. And just so many things about it are just appalling.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. These stories are going to keep on coming in. We are going all the way till 6 o'clock doing nothing but hearing from you. Whatever you want to say about this. Today's your day. This is your platform, and the floor is yours. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with absolutely no compromises. This is Willard and Dibs.
A sellout crowd announced early. No tickets available. Standing room only. And that sold out. Championship unbelievable.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Game 162, win the West.
I was there.
Yeah, 12 years ago. They got their 69th win today. 3-2 over the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, 69-93. Feels like that's not going to be good enough to make the playoffs.
They
69-89. Yeah, they're not yet done. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, now the Astros did lose today, or their most recent game. So the A's have crawled to within 17 games of first place. But obviously, that's got nothing to do with today. The A's win, and the curtain drops on baseball in Oakland, California. And you know, we've said a lot about this. And we've sort of reached the point, and again, in our final hour, we're just going to come to you, make sure that everybody who calls gets in. I just feel for everybody. I feel for those of you who have grown up doing this, and I feel for those of you who are now going to grow up without getting to do this. That is as quickly as I can say what my main emotion is, because as somebody who grew up loving sports and now has kids that also love sports, I don't know what I would do without it. I know you know you only know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know. Like if you grow up in Nebraska, you don't know what it's like to go to the ocean, and you don't know what you're missing out on. So maybe I wouldn't know any other way, but I cannot imagine not having a team, you know, within a half hour to go check out.
Yeah.
So that stinks.
It stinks, and it is, I guess the way I could spin it to the positive is that it's just different now, because when you and I were kids, you had the A's and Giants, you had the Raiders and Niners, and you had the Warriors. Those were your five teams. There was no Sharks, there was no Earthquakes, and there was none of the rest of it. And now, the A's are gone, the Raiders are gone, you still have the Warriors and the Giants and the Niners, and you also have the Oakland Roots, and you have the Earthquakes, and you've got Bay FC, and the Golden State Valkyries are coming,
yep.
And you've got the Town FC, and playoff eligible, by the way. They've made the playoffs, and they're the Earthquakes minor league, quote-unquote, team. So there are more professional sports options than there used to be. Not your traditional Big Three, and now Big Four with hockey, and now you got more soccer than ever before, and you've got, you know, an ultimate frisbee team if you're interested in that, as I am. I don't go out there a lot, but there are more options, so it's different. It's a bummer that you lose baseball, East Bay baseball in particular, but in terms of raising your kids now, Like, for me, having a daughter, I'm actually pretty happy with the fact that there are women's professional teams now that she can go out there and support.
No question. Absolutely. I mean, the Valkyries.
I'm not trying to lessen the blow of the A's.
No, but we're excited in our house for the Valkyries to get here and get started. I can't wait to go check that out as soon as it's here. Before we go back to the phones, we want to let everybody, especially those of you who didn't get to go to the game today, hear what it sounded like when the manager of the A's, Mark Kotze, took the microphone on the field after the final out.
To share with all you an honor I found today to stand on this field. It hit me last night. I know it's been hitting us, all of us, at different times. For me, it was after the game last night. I walked into this stadium. My amazing wife dragged me down onto this field, and we took it all in. Keep this short, because I don't really know if I'm going to be able to make it through this. To the staff who've dedicated their lives to the Oakland A's, especially those who aren't coming with us, I am forever grateful and will never forget you. And to all of you, on behalf of my staff, myself, this team, all the past players and coaches, everyone who's worn the green and gold. There are no better fans than you guys. Thank you all for loving the game of baseball. Thank you for your lifelong support of the Oakland A's. And last, I want to thank you guys for coming out today to share this moment with the club that I'm so proud of. We've played our asses off this year. We still got three left, gentlemen. I think we all should pay homage to this amazing stadium that we've had the privilege and pleasure of enjoying for 57 years. And I ask you for one more time to start the greatest cheer in baseball. Let's go!
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially from a guy who's experienced a lot of different places in Major League Baseball. Boy, he sounded like a guy who's never left the city of Oakland.
Yeah. And that, I think, was a perfect tone that he struck.
Yep.
Because for him and for today, it was about the fans, and it was about a farewell for the fans and to the fans. And I love the fact that the A's have kept fighting, and they've been better in the second half than they were at the start of the year, where they didn't really have a lot going. And that's maybe what makes it even tougher, is if you were an A's fan who was still following this team, although you didn't want to go out and support John Fisher, it's tough because you look at the team now, and they've got four or five or six good young players that you'd be excited to go out there and support, and yet this team is leaving town.
Yeah, although, and I don't mean to take it in this direction, if they were staying, the way things have gone for the last handful of years, as soon as it got time to keep those guys and reward them for their efforts, they would have been sent to a different city. So
it's been the way it's gone,
That's the way it's gone. Bob in Danville, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. Hi, Bob. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to say grew up in the East Bay in San Lorenzo, a few miles from the Coliseum. I'm 61 years old. I think the first time I went to the Coliseum to see an A's game was in 71, 7-8 years old, going with my family, my dad, my mom, my brother, sitting in section 212 right on the first baseline. Monday night was half-price night, one of Finley's gimmicks that he would do back in the day. My dad with a young family, we went to every Monday night game, half-price night. So my introduction to the A's was three World Series teams as a kid with all those great players of the 70s. During the same time, you had the Raiders playing. Five straight AFC championship games, some iconic games at the Coliseum, the Heidi game, the Sea of Hams. I had the opportunity to, when I was a senior in high school, get season tickets before they left to LA the first time when they won the Super Bowl they'll got to see Stabler come back to the Coliseum wearing a Houston Oiler jersey to play that first playoff game against the Raiders. And then, of course, the Warriors won their first championship. Dibs, I think you talked a few minutes ago about the identity of the East Bay, that working class, blue-collar image, you know, with the A's, the mustache gang, the long hair, the Raiders, the silver and black, bad boy image. It was a great time. If you were a kid into sports, there was no better place to be than the East Bay in the 70s with all those iconic teams and those memories. And then later on with the A's and Billy Ball with Billy Martin and the late 80s, early 90s with the Bash Brothers and then the Big Three, the late 90s, the 2000s, the 20-game win streak. Just a lot of great memories. I know there's a lot of callers. Just want to say, you know, it's a sad day for someone that's been in these days his entire life to lose all three teams now four times. It's just sad. But I have 50-plus years of great memories with my family as a kid and friends as a kid, and then with my wife and kids of going to the Coliseum. The only thing I'm going to miss is I was really looking forward to taking my two-year-old grandson to an Oakland A's game, which I won't be able to do. So again, guys, I appreciate you guys taking the call and giving us this time to just kind of talk about what's happening and the end of an era in Oakland.
Yeah. Bob, thanks for calling.
Well done, appreciate Bob. It. Well said.
You know what I haven't heard one person say all day? I haven't heard one person. I'm not saying that they're not thinking it or that they won't do it, but I've not heard one say it. No one has said, boy, this is sad, but I'll be in Sacramento next year.
Right, and I don't even know if today's the day to make that pivot. You get into December and January and February, and you realize, man, I miss baseball, and I love this team, and Mason Miller throwing 102, then maybe you think about Sacramento. I know what you're saying, but I don't expect people to be able to make that pivot on a day like today.
Because,
you know, what he said about the Raiders, and they left in 82, and even when they came back, it's like, oh yeah, you came back, and what they did to the Coliseum when they came back, and when they came back, it still was Al Davis, and you kind of knew that he was looking to leave again by hook or by crook. But the A's, when they came here, they became the identity. And something about baseball, Mark, and this is why I like doing the show with you in the summer especially, because it's an everyday thing, and you love your team, the Giants, and every day it's like, who's pitching? It's baseball. Let's go out there and get this one today. And if they don't, well, tomorrow, who's pitching? Who are they facing? Let's go out there and get it. And so for the East Bay crowd especially, and he mentioned the affordability of it, and that's something that I latched onto as a parent in Oakland. It, like you were saying, it's a Thursday night in June, and I'm sick of these kids. And my friends, you know, Amy and Rich and Matt and Kathy and Hutch and Pam, it's like, the text thread starts. It's like, you know what? We're all equally sick of our kids. Let's go. Who are the A's playing? Don't care. Meet you in the parking lot at 5:45.
No, my daughter's doing this tomorrow.
Exactly.
She came to me just yesterday. She said, hey, me and some friends are gonna go to the Giants game on Friday night.
You said they're playing?
Great.
They're still playing?
Yes, and I had no idea that they were playing. What time does it start? And oh, by the way, how do you think you're getting there?
Ah, there's that.
But anyway, we'll get to that on tomorrow's show. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.